And I mean, there's the age old, the customer's always right. Mm-hmm. Is the customer always right?
No, the customer is not always right. I go out on a limb by saying that, but the customer does need to think that they are. They will figure out in the end that they weren't right based on how well you handled it. Mm-hmm. When the customer is always the customer is really the saying that I use. I got that from Shep Hyken. He's one of the leaders in the industry that I've worked on some projects with. And he said, the customer may not always be right, but they are always the customer. Again, they are the one that's bringing the money into your business. Mm-hmm. So you need to make the situation right, no matter what the situation is, provided you want to keep that customer. And that's an entirely different issue.
Now, for a business that may have had customer experience issues, what are some simple steps that they can implement to quickly turn things around?
The thing that I find that businesses that have had issues have encountered is that they haven't really set a clear service expectation. It's one thing for me as a business owner to take people onto my team and say, treat the customers well, do right by the customers. But if I'm not clearly explaining what that means, then it's really just a luck of the draw if that's actually happening. Being nice is something that means different things to everybody.
Right.
So again, I need to say, I would like you to answer the phone. Hello, thank you for calling XYZ Company. This is Christina. How may I help you? Mm-hmm. Sound genuine in that. When a customer comes in to your storefront, you need to make eye contact and smile right away. Mm-hmm. Then it comes down to, you know, just the way that you're going to hand off a customer, the way that you're going to help them. We've all gone into the grocery stores and we've been told, you know, or asked the question, where's the ice cream? And they say it's over there in the freezers. There are some that will walk you there. That service expectation as a business leader says, anytime a customer asks you for something, take them to that. Don't just tell them, you know, where it is.
Right.
It's those little things that sometimes when I work with clients, they think, well, then I'm speaking down to people. You know, they're going to think that I'm insulting them. No, you're giving them the gift of letting them know exactly what your expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
The other things that you need to do if you are in the process of hiring people is really to make sure that you're hiring the right people. That right there is 90% of the issue.
Now, how long is it before, if a business implements these changes, how long before they notice a difference?
It can be right away. If you have a customer leaving the doors with a smile on their face or feeling good about the last interaction that they had with you, mm-hmm. That's an immediate difference. However, you will notice financial benefits within, let's say, 30 days, because every time you do right by a customer, they will tell somebody about it. It usually comes up in conversation first. Upset customers go out of their way to spread the bad
Correct.
News, but the happy customers, it takes a little bit more time. But everybody has a sphere of influence of about 25 friends, families, and family members and colleagues that they can bring into your business.
Right.
So when you do that over time, you will find that you don't have to spend as much money on marketing and advertising because your existing customers are really the golden goose right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you treat them well, if you do right by them, if you work with them, find out what they like, what they don't like, they will help recruit more customers to you. You will notice that your customer satisfaction scores increase dramatically. There was an airline that simply told everybody to do everything as if they were as they were currently doing it. Yet when the ticket agent, this was back in the days when you would buy your tickets at the counter,
mm-hmm.
when they would hand the credit card back to the person, they would address the customer by their first name. Within 3 months, they noticed a 13% increase in their customer satisfaction scores.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it depends on exactly what the issues are, and it's a soft skill. It's somewhat difficult to measure. However, when you start looking at your retention rate, when you start looking at your profits, more often than not, you can tie it back directly to any improvements and focuses that you've made in the area of service.
Now, here in Grand Rapids, are there some businesses that you feel are standouts that are providing their customers a great experience?
There are quite a few here in Grand Rapids. There is one that lots of customers know because every time I go in there, they're swamped, and that's the Apple Store.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in, there's somebody there right away. They make eye contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
If that person, I like to call them the concierge, if they're not the one to help you right away, then they make sure that they let you know exactly where you are in their queue. They put you with an expert based on the issue that you're walking in there with. I like to use the example of my daughter's orthodontist, Dr. Breeden.
Okay.
We walked in there, and I had narrowed it down to a choice of three orthodontists that we were going to be looking at. From the moment we walked in there, they focused on my daughter as the patient. They didn't ignore me, but they looked at my daughter, and they said, oh, Lauren, we're so glad that you're here today to come visit us. Why don't you and your mom go sit down in the waiting area?
Mm-hmm.
From that point on, the office manager came out and took us through each station in that orthodontist office and set the expectation. I knew exactly how long I was going to be there for the first visit and each subsequent visit based on what they told Lauren during that initial tour. They were very friendly. They were child-oriented, yet at the same time, they explained everything to her in such a way that they knew I was listening and that I was paying attention and understood how long the treatment plan was. Dr. Breeden, he always wears a funny tie. That's what they do, you know, to help with the kids.
Lightens the mood.
Exactly. They interact with all the kids. They have a video game there for the kids to play with while they're waiting. They just really have run a first-class operation. And I actually commented to Dr. Breeden on that when we were leaving. And I said, you know, I don't even need to look anywhere else. You've won us over. And he said the very first thing that I was focused on was I was making sure that I was hiring the right people. And everybody in their team knows that, too, and they all work together.
Now, are there different approaches that need to be taken, whether you're a brick-and-mortar operation or you're an online operation, as far as providing a great customer experience?
It's the same exact concept, but it is handled in a different nuance because, again, on the online world, you don't have the physical presence.
Right.
So when you are looking at your online business, you need to make sure that your website is easy to use, that it's, everything is provided there. Any question needs to be anticipated. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend all the online vendors or sites to have a FAQ section for the frequently asked questions. Customers gravitate towards those so much more than we ever expected because if they have a question, more than likely somebody else has in the past as well. But the very first thing that I try or that I recommend everybody does is make sure that your 800 number or that your contact number is visible on every single page. Mm-hmm. Make sure that it's plastered everywhere. The creme de la creme of online experiences, I think, hands down, is Amazon. Amazon does a fantastic job with the ease of use of their site, the accessibility. The only drawback is that you can't contact somebody. As soon as you order something, they do a fantastic job with their automation on following up, letting you know when your order that it's been placed, when it's going to ship. But as far as the superior aspect of it for the contact would be Zappos.com, which has recently been acquired by Amazon.
Okay.
When you go to Zappos.com, their site, again, is very, very user-friendly. But if you need to contact them, they've made it clear on every single page what their 800 number is. And when you contact Zappos, they have got the nicest customer service team you will ever encounter. I did a project a few years ago, and I had the opportunity to tour the Zappos headquarters in Las Vegas. And I interviewed one of their lead directors for their human resources, for their hiring practices. And they really stand behind that culture of service. They distinguish themselves as they are a service company that happens to sell shoes, clothing, and apparel,
okay.
and eventually everything else. So they are so wrapped up in that service. And again, everything that they do focuses back on that customer, and they portray that in their online world, making sure that it's easy to use. Everything is up to date. They have videos on shoes. Absolutely everything is there to help make that entire process easier for the customer.
Now, I saw on your site you mentioned the use of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP for short. I became aware of that back in the 90s from Tony Robbins. He was a big proponent of that. But for those who aren't familiar with NLP, what is it and how does it help the customer service experience?
To really summarize it, NLP is using the language of the mind to help achieve goals. The brain is a fantastic, amazing thing, and everything is noticed by the brain. We only process a very small portion of all the information that comes into us every second.
Mm-hmm.
However, from the customer perspective, everything is noticed, and yet they might not know exactly why. You can liken it to that expression of, you know, something just didn't feel right. There was a bad feeling or an odd feeling or something was off. And it's the type of thing where absolutely everything is noticed by the customer based on the language that we use, the way things are presented, and that's really where the NLP comes in. When I work with clients and we are speaking the words that we use with customers, we want to put everything in as much of a win-win situation for customers as we can. The human brain doesn't really comprehend the word no or negative states that well, so we want to make sure that we put things in directional language. So when you tell yourself at the end of the day, oh, I need to go to the store and I need to get milk, don't forget the milk, don't forget the milk, don't forget the milk.
Mm-hmm.
$150 later, you're putting everything in your car, and what's the one thing you've forgotten?
The milk.
It's the milk, exactly.
Right.
So we want to use that directional language. Simply replace don't forget with remember. So if you say remember the milk, remember to do this, remember to do that. It's amazing. Within just a few days, you will notice that you are remembering many more things than you ever forgot. We can use this in the business world when we're speaking with customers saying, the way I can help you is this. If a customer asks you a question and you're not able to fulfill what they're asking, you can simply say, that's something that we don't offer. You want to avoid the word no. That's something that we don't offer, but what we can do is this. They always want to know what you can do to help them get what it is that they're looking for. Oftentimes, we can help them in a different way than they expect in the first place, and we're giving the customers what they need and want. However, the two are often not the same thing in the initial phases of the conversation. But when we help the customer achieve that final goal of, you know, building the house or redecorating a room, or opening up a new account, we always want to stress, the way we can help you is this. I'm here for you, and put it, everything in the positive directional language for that customer.
Now, what type of sectors do you typically work with?
I've worked with a variety. As I said earlier, my background is in medical. However, I've worked with a few law firms in town, financial, some banks in town. I have a few retainer clients in manufacturing, mm-hmm. Some in the industrial, communications, and marketing. So it's a wide variety. The thing that I love most about what I do is that it's such a basic concept of providing that best service experience. It transcends all business fields. There are some that are a few degrees more complicated than others simply because of the delicacy, so such as the medical, the legal, or the financial. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with people in somewhat of an emotional state right there, or something that might make them uncertain. However, it comes back to the premise of, it doesn't matter what type of business that you're in. You need to value that customer. Mm-hmm. You need to treat them well, because if you can keep them, they'll bring others to you as well.
Now, to trail back to something you brought up before, and that was the subject of hiring, what should they be looking for in a potential hire that's important to know that person can provide a great customer experience to their customers?
That's a very easy answer. The first thing that I tell people is to hire the smile and train the skill.
Okay.
It's very hard to train people how to be nice. It really just is. It's something that is either in that person or not. You can help foster it. But again, coming back to, that person has got to have that friendliness factor. Mm-hmm. So when you're interviewing somebody, the thing you need to look for is, first of all, do they smile at you when you start that interview process? I understand that people are nervous from time to time while they're being interviewed. However, their true personality does come out the longer that you speak with them. So look for the friendliness factor. Start asking them questions about situations that have come up with customers in the recent weeks in mm-hmm. your store, in your business, and find out how creative they are in their answers as far as what they'll do to make it right for the customer. If they are talking about the customer more than talking about that one-time sale or talking about the business, then you're most likely looking at the right person for that position. When somebody is really emphasizing doing things in the best interest of the customer, again, it's always going to be in the best interest of the company.
Now, for a business that's interested in having you come in to help them transform their customer experience, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm accessible online very easily. It's KristinaEvy.com. That's mm-hmm. KristinaEvy.com. And you can follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook fan page there. And my contact information is there as well. But to email me directly, it's Christina@KristinaEvy.com.
Perfect. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting with Christina Evy. She helps businesses provide a great customer experience. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me.